This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Chris Cuomo fired. The new allegations of sexual misconduct.
The more we hear about the story, the messier it gets.
Who will replace CNN's $6 million man?
Wouldn't you like to see a woman successfully lead in primetime?
Then J-Law shows off her baby bump.
Just bloated.
Her star-studded night out with Marilyn Leo.
Today was a good day.
And look who else we spotted. ScarJo in sequins and JoJo in not much.
Whoa!
Plus, why Megan Fox chained herself to her man, MGK.
Whatever daddy said.
Then, HGTV stars Ben and Erin Napier on their first Christmas as a family of four.
ET starts
right now.
A stunning end for Chris Cuomo and his career at CNN. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight, everybody.
You want to talk about a fall from grace 4 days after Chris was suspended from the network for his involvement in helping brother Governor Andrew Cuomo with his own scandal. CNN's most watched anchor is out and his primetime seat is up for grabs.
The more we hear about the story, the messier it gets.
This situation is unlike anything I could have imagined.
This is not how I want my time at CNN to end. That was Chris Cuomo's dramatic response just 28 minutes after CNN announced he was fired. The already suspended anchor situation took a turn for the worse when CNN was told that a junior colleague at another network came forward with an allegation of sexual misconduct. A rep for Cuomo called the claim not true. This comes after Cuomo was under investigation for helping brother Andrew's defense team.
I don't think CNN had any choice but the one that they made.
Media analyst Mara Schiavacampo believes Cuomo crossed an ethical line.
When the documents were released last week, they showed text messages that really revealed the extent of Chris's involvement in his brother's scandal, and he just went too far.
And the fallout continues. This afternoon, Cuomo said the past week has been extraordinarily difficult for his family. He also announced he will no longer be doing his SiriusXM radio show. It's a devastating fall for the network's top-rated host, who reportedly made $6 million a year.
Chris Cuomo was one of the biggest stars in cable news.
So who will take Cuomo's coveted time slot?
The 9 p.m. hour is now up for grabs.
I would like to see CNN put a woman in that 9 p.m. spot. Not me. I've moved on.
Former CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin, who left the network in April, called for diversity.
Wouldn't you like to see a woman successfully lead in primetime?
We hear possible replacements include CNN legal analyst Laura Coates and CNN anchors Aaron Burnett and Don Lemon.
They have a lot of great options in-house, people who the audience already knows and loves.
I would love to see Laura Coates in that seat. All right, let's move on and check in with newlywed Rachel Smith and Madame Tussauds, New York in Times Square. Back from her honeymoon. I mean, she ran straight from the beaches of Maui to the red carpet. How was the honeymoon, Rachel?
It was so good, Kev. I am sun-kissed. I'm glowing. But now I've got the pedal to the metal because I was at the star-studded, and I mean star-studded, New York premiere of Don't Look Up with Leo, Meryl, and mama-to-be Jennifer Lawrence. You feeling okay?
Thanks. Just bloated.
It's good. Aww. It's a fun night.
It's been more than 2.5 years since J-Law hit a premier red carpet, and the glowing 31-year-old put her bump on full display in a sparkly gold Dior.
What are you looking forward to most about motherhood?
God, I don't know. I'm just going to have to find out.
The entire planet is about to be destroyed.
In Don't Look Up, Jennifer and Leo play astronomers trying to warn the world, including President Meryl Streep, that a comet is heading towards Earth.
Do you know how many The World Is Ending meetings we've had over the last 2 years?
Was there anyone in particular that you thought, well, I'm just having a little starstruck kind of moment here?
I mean, Meryl Streep is the greatest actor that's ever lived. I think I was more starstruck to be around Ariana Grande. I mean, I sound similar. Don't get me wrong. Better. I'm coming out with something. You'll see.
I thought you were.
Ariana Grande!
Ariana was not at the New York premiere because of work obligations on The Voice. But Jennifer and Leo held court alongside Meryl Streep, Tyler Perry, and Jonah Hill, who showed off his massive chest tattoo with girlfriend Sarah Brady. Jonah plays Meryl's son.
I think as soon as a young woman by the name of Meryl Streep walked onto set, all of us were on our toes.
Meryl Streep, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Everyone tonight has just gushed and gushed over working with you.
I'm so impressed with this group of people.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of the film.
Don't Look Up hits select theaters Friday and Netflix December 24th. Then on Christmas Day, Leo's dad can be seen on the big screen in Licorice Pizza.
Licorice Pizza.
Have you seen it? How did it happen?
I haven't seen it yet, but my dad, George DiCaprio, has a cameo in a Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
What? No,
today was a good day.
Leo, I cannot argue with you on that front. It was a great day. Nichelle, back to you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Rachel. Now, let's talk some TV, because tonight is an all-new episode of Bob Hart's Abby Shola on CBS. And look who is here with us right now. Come on in here, fella. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. How
Shabaka
are you?
Barry Henley, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. I feel like that guest who came to dinner and who might just stay.
Well, you're sharp as a number two pencil today, so I like it. We got so much to talk about with you, but first, a big event went down in D.C. last night.
The stars who were there were showered with love and light at the Kennedy Center honors.
Yes, indeed.
The divine Miss M, right in front of me.
It's so strange, but it's so fabulous. I mean, it's almost like a dream.
It was a mini First Wives Club reunion with Bette Midler presented with her honor by Goldie Hawn.
I don't tell you what to say.
We grew up together. She's got an amazing heart. Great talent, and it just keeps on going. Come on. You know why she deserves it. She's great.
The show also turned into an SNL roast. ScarJo, glam, and a sequined halter was Colin Jost's plus one as the cast honored SNL creator Lorne Michaels.
This Kennedy Center honor is a long time coming for Lorne, since he said he would only accept it when J-Lo and Ben got back together.
If it weren't for you letting me go on SNL, I never would have gotten that lucrative blood thinner commercial.
It was the bridge between my kid life and my adult life, you know? If it wasn't for him, I don't know where I'd be.
It's thrilling, but everyone says that, and it's true.
This is a very special event.
Joni Mitchell, opera singer Justino Diaz, and Berry Gordy were also honored at the event, which airs December 22nd on CBS.
I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy that they believed in me.
All right, it was also a busy weekend for the stars at this year's Jingle Ball.
That kicks off tonight's No and Tell.
Oh, yeah.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
The apple does not fall far from the tree, folks.
Now you know where I go.
It's a woman of a
from House of Open.
Going from homebound sweats to red carpet glam, JoJo Siwa had her equally sparkly mom, Jessalyn, as her date and a couple more friends.
These little guys right here, I want them to have two friends right here and two friends right there. I'm in training every day.
Good for you.
I will have a six-pack by 2023.
You look perfect tonight.
Ed Sheeran, Lil Nas X, Doja Cat. So many Grammy nominees packed iHeartRadio's 102.7 Kiss FM Jingle Ball 2021, including Saweetie, who crashed our interview with collaborator Anita.
She's not my best friend. She's a real bad bitch.
That's my best friend.
Congratulations on that Grammy nomination. And best new artist? Come on.
Thank you. I know that's right.
The annual holiday show streams Friday and airs December 15th on the CW. And speaking of Christmas,
I'm like that holiday, like mom fail right now.
Tori Spelling hit the carpet solo after headlines about her troubled marriage. Husband Dean has been missing from the Christmas card 2 years in a row.
I know that you said that you're going to help the kids. You're going to chip in for Dean's gift. Has that started yet?
So I have not started my Christmas shopping yet at all. I always come through at the end.
Next, Sin City gets a new headliner.
It's John Legend, and I'm coming to Vegas.
Yep, add Vegas residency to the EGOT winner's list of accomplishments. He's taking over the same theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino where fellow voice coach Gwen Stefani just rapped.
It's so physical. It's so emotional.
John says he got the idea by watching Gwen. John Legend, Love in Las Vegas kicks off April 22nd. Tickets go on sale next Monday.
I feel like people could use some love, a lift.
And finally, Machine Gun Kelly locks it down with Megan Fox.
Whatever daddy says.
The couple of about a year and a half was matchy-matchy in black, but did you see this? They also chained themselves together by their pinky nails. It was all for the launch party for MGK's new unisex nail polish.
Are you proud of him?
Very proud. He's the most talented boy in the world.
I mean, can we be chained by our pinkies?
Hey.
Here we are. The new MGK and Megan Fox, everybody. All right, now let's get to a different kind of collaboration.
With country star Brett Young and Boys to Men.
A very special Christmas.
Behind the scenes of their CMT Crossroads Christmas. What's got Brett all choked up?
I'm a dude that cries.
Then he's worked with everyone from Hanks to Cruz. Barry Shabaka Henley reveals his all-time favorite movie scene.
That is an outstanding moment in my career.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You just fix it up, Herbert.
You're gonna need that. Lay it on me.
Listen to me when I tell you there are not a lot of actors who boast a resume as strong or a career as long as our guest co-host Barry Shabaka Henley. What's it like working with some of the biggest stars in Hollywood?
I feel like the luckiest man on earth. A lot of actors get sort of typecast into certain things, but if you're a character actor, you play characters.
Which scenes or movies stick out in your mind most and you will always remember and treasure?
Well, that's easy. Collateral. For me, that's the apex.
That is why I thought you were a cool guy.
I'm a cool guy. The job I contracted to do.
You've been in some great movies, but right now you're in a great show. You play Uncle Tunde on Bob Hart's Abishola, airing tonight on CBS.
Right.
How is this show more than a traditional sitcom?
Welcome to dinner, and only dinner.
It looks on the surface like an interracial couple, but in reality, the differences that they have are more cultural than they are racial.
I want to talk to you about your passion project. It's about your godmother, Mamie Lang Kirkland, and it is called 100 Years from Mississippi. Tell me about it.
This is a project that has percolated for a long time. Miss Kirkland lived to be 111. But through looking at the specifics of this life, we see the larger picture of the culture and country for the past 100 years.
Shabaka, we've got more work to do. You know you're not done. Coming up, we're also catching up with the stars of Being the Ricardos.
Mm.
It's a love story. It's a tragic love story, but it's a love story.
Nicole Kidman on Becoming Lucille Ball, but is her next role a groupie?
I'll dance in the background. Happy to do it.
Then.
I am an emotional wreck.
It just has been very emotional around our house.
Ben and Erin Napier on expanding their family and their HGTV empire.
Soon I'll have three blondes telling me everything I need
I've
to do.
I've always got backup.
I think Keith is missing performing. He captioned that video ready to get this thing out of my backyard and onto a real stage.
So it's practice for his world tour in June.
Absolutely it is. Meanwhile, his wife, Nicole Kidman, is hard at work talking about her new movie, Being the Ricardos.
Nicole, you said that filming the grape scene was your favorite. What was so fun about filming that moment?
I think the grape scene was very freeing. And it is so, so funny. Still, yeah. It holds up. Timeless.
Lucy, I'm home.
Nicole and Javier Bardem transform into Lucy and Desi in the film that hits theaters Friday and Amazon Prime Video December 21st. They were one of Hollywood's first power couples. That's something these two know quite a bit about.
Seeing kind of how they had to balance sharing the spotlight. Do you sympathize in some of the moments that we see in this film?
Yeah, and I just love that they were a team. I mean, Desi was so protective of Lucille. Primarily, it's a love story. It's a tragic love story, but it's a love story. And that's what I think is surprising to people.
Javier, one of my favorite scenes, you playing the bongos, singing Babalu.
Babalu was not included in the first draft. And I said, we had to make it. And also I play drums. It was the singing part that it took me a little bit of an effort.
How good can you say of a singer and musician have you become?
Well, I did in The Little Mermaid. I don't know, my career has changed.
He's on a roll.
Yeah.
I'm touring pretty soon.
I can dig it. Nicole, you can be his hype woman on stage like you do for Keith and just get up there and dance for him.
I'll dance in the background, yep. Exactly. Happy to do it.
I mean, who doesn't want Nicole Kidman to be their hype woman, right?
I do.
Exactly. And you're a big fan of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Absolutely. I'm a fan of both of them.
Yeah, well, you got to see this movie because I think you're going to like it. All right. For sure. And my time with the cast does continue. I'm going to be with them for tonight's Hollywood premiere, and we're going to have that for you tomorrow. All right, let's check back in with Rachel Smith now, Barry.
So you just spoke to some HGTV favorites.
I sure did. Benoneer and Napier are gearing up for their hometown return and their first Christmas as a family of four.
Little Helen put it best. Daddy, you're not living in a boy's world. You're living in a girl's world right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
It really is.
So soon I'll have three blondes telling me everything I need
I've
to do.
I've always got backup.
Yes, you do. How do you guys juggle it all with all the businesses you have, all the television shows, the two beautiful children, and each other?
Our girls are our first priority.
That's right.
And everything we do.
Like, even being here right now, when we were looking at it, we said, if we could take Helen and take her to see the Rockettes, then we will come to New York for the movie tour.
So and that's happening, isn't it?
That's happening.
What else is happening? The return of hometown. We get to see Ben and Aaron continue to revitalize their small town in Mississippi in season 6. Which premieres December 26th on HGTV and Discovery Plus.
We like peeling back and rediscovering the way things used to be made, mm-hmm. and then trying to somehow honor that and replicate.
They're perfect. The color is so pretty.
What is your favorite part about doing renovations for families?
Oh, reveal day, of course.
Wow.
And if you can't get enough of the Napiers, they've also got a Christmas special, Hometown Ben's Holiday Workshop, airing December 19th. Now we jump from those Mississippi natives to a party crew in Tennessee. Only E.T.'s Cassie DeLaura is with the All-Star Crooners getting together for CMT Crossroads Christmas.
This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We carol in through the night.
Brett Young and friends. You got a lot of friends.
This is a very, very flattering experience.
Just how many friends? Well, there's Boyz II Men, Darius Rucker, Chris Tomlin, Kobe Calais, Dan Huff, Maddie and Tay, and Gavin DeGraw.
Hear the snow cries, see the kids run.
You sing at his wedding, right?
I did.
And he's still got you doing things for him.
That's right. I've been working for Brett ever since.
We're caroling through the night.
We consider ourselves band of brothers, so, you know, when he hollers, we like,
Yeah. We're there.
You went from fan to friend of Boyz II Men. I mean,
you know, I that was my first concert I ever went to in my whole life was them. And then fast forward, I mean, they joke that our first daughter is their niece.
You'll hear songs from Brett's first ever holiday album, Brett Young and Friends Sing the Christmas Classics, when the CMT Crossroads Christmas Special airs Wednesday. But what really gets this girl dad emotional is talking about his family. He and wife Taylor Mills welcomes baby number two, Rowan, in July.
If somebody told me you're going to get to do something you love and provide for the family that you always wanted.
Your eyes look a little watery.
You've heard my songs. You're not surprised that I cry. I'm a dude that cries.
And we are oh so okay with that, Brett, because real men cry. All right, well, coming up, the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award winners making their way to ET.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You've given me the world with all your...
Only one show is with John Legend, the Big Dad Move, that got his kids' seal of approval.
They would come hug me and say, yay, Daddy! I was like, I love this kind of affirmation.
Oh, and we're all about the EGOT winners because yes. Rita Moreno will be here to get us hyped for West Side Story. I've seen it, fellas. It's fantastic.
Mm. I'm going to take your word for
it. It's fantastic.
By the way,
he's fantastic.
Barry Shabaka Henley, thank you for being here today.
Yes.
Oh, it's great to have you here.
You know, this is a great pleasure for me to be here. And I feel like I was out of my element. Like I
thought. Oh, please, you're family.
No, you're here. Stop that. Bob Hart's Abishola airs tonight on CBS, and you must catch his documentary film, 100 Years from Mississippi.
Cannot wait to watch.
I think it's a great connector for people.
Yes.
So great.
Take
Good
care,
night,
everybody.
Yeah, we'll bye. See you tomorrow.
See you later.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.